America, welcome to I Hate Christmas. I'm your host, Niles Ashton, and I really hate Christmas because it sucks. And just believe me, today we're going to be talking Christmas traditions, which I think are the worst part about Christmas, all the things you're expected to do. We're going to talk about Christmas traditions we've had in our lives. We're going to talk about Christmas traditions all over the world. But helping me today will be a very special guest. You've seen him on Comedy Central. You've seen him writing for the Conan O'Brien show. He's one of my favorite comedians. Y'all, welcome Skylar Higley to the show. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. You know, Merry Christmas season time, you know?
It's happy holidays, you bigot.
Ho, 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 and assalamu alaikum to Kwanzaa, and that's not how that goes.
No, that was racist. We starting with racism. That's hilarious.
You got to start with, it's me, man. It's me. We got to start with racism.
They told me not to bring you in, and I was just like, you got to understand, I have to have one racist episode. This is what we're doing.
And the South will rise again.
Jesus. It will. but, God damn it. Okay. Skylar, so you have an abnormal upbringing is what I would call it. What's your relationship to Christmas with the way you grew up? If you want to kind of lightly explain that to the audience that's listening that might not know about where you're from and stuff.
Well, yeah. Basically, here's where I'll start. I don't like Christmas. Okay. I don't like Christmas.
Okay. Brownie points with me.
I could say hate, but then I'm also going to walk that back because I'm trying to overcome my hate to get back to enjoying something. But
you got to enjoy something.
Right. Because there's so little to enjoy because like, I'm not going to walk around. I want to hate Christmas and I do, but I'm like, we can work on it.
Okay.
I'm going back into the Grinch movie. So, yeah, I grew up Mormon. With white Mormon parents. I was adopted.
Skylar is black if you're listening to this.
By white people. Yeah, you probably can't tell if you're just listening, but yeah, look me up.
Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, so black adopted into a white Mormon family in Salt Lake City, Utah. And, you know, Mormons are Christian, but they are really, they go hard for it. They're intense about it.
Yeah.
And
is there like a special soaking on Christmas?
Yo, like the Christmas soak, like under the mistletoe and you put it in a stocking or something like that.
Is that a Christmas tradition in the Mormon household? Why are there like certain religions you can just make fun of? Like,
I mean, Mormonism is definitely one.
Mormons, Scientologists, like you can just make fun of them.
Well, because those are the ones that are definitely fake. Like the other ones, we don't know.
The ones that
Mormonism,
have the ones that have like old books, like you can't make like you can't just make fun of a Muslim like you can make fun of a Mormon. Like you just can't do that.
Yeah, but and because that came from, you know, other places, whatever, they've experienced a lot and it's like thousands and thousands of years of history and how like it goes back to like deep, like primordial type shit when the cultures were being developed out of like these religions and philosophies.
Abrahamic religions off limits, you can't make fun of.
Right. If you believe Mormonism, just some fucking, just dude made it up.
Yeah, if you believe like in some yesterday. Shit that sounds like a sci-fi novel, you're getting these jokes, bro.
Yeah, man, that's not, you can make fun of those, and any new ones that come up, we can definitely go for those.
The spaghetti monster, all that type of shit.
Yeah, like all that like weird like starseed stuff that they're doing, that weird Scientology offshoot where they're like, you're from the stars, it's so weird.
Whoa, Scientology got spinoffs now?
Yeah, man, well, I think there's like just a couple like space religions that are like similar to Scientology where somebody wrote like a science fiction book, and then people were like, yeah, this one. This one's
Hollywood
be...
and these goddamn sequels. I'm tired of it.
They're never good.
They're never
Why
good.
Did you reboot Scientology? It's not as good as the original.
The Hangover 2 of religions.
It's crazy. So yeah, Mormonism is the spinoff of Christianity.
Yes.
It's the rebooted, you know, Fuller House of like mainstream Christian stuff. And look, Mormonism is, it's too much, and we didn't have any like Christmas is not different in any way to like with Mormonism versus the rest of like mainstream Christianity. It's just that, you know, people were celebrating like the Jesus part of it,
right?
And really going for baby Jesus, manger. There was no room at the inn.
Right.
Some dudes showed up because they saw some stars There was some animals and shit that showed up because they were, you know, it was like a whole party.
Right.
And then he was born, and that is the reason for the season, and don't forget it. And that's so basically
Mormons do that.
Yeah, they go hard for it too.
Do it's they like celebrate big, Christmas like any different? Like,
no, it's like, I mean, I would say it's the same as opposed to, you might get, I would have to think about it. There might be some different like things about it where somebody mentions like, oh yeah, and then, you know, in America when Jesus came back, whatever. That's mostly like, you know, Easter type stuff and the resurrection that gets more weird because of Mormonism, because that was after the point where he like supposedly came back from the dead. And in Mormonism after that, you know, he like rises back into heaven, and then Mormonism says, and then he like plopped back down in America and was like, I'm here. Guess what? I just died for my sins. What's up? And that's like a part in the Book of Mormon, like is all like building to that. It's like this, you know, side narrative, like of a different characters in another place. And it's all, they're all talking about, oh, the Messiah is going to come. The Messiah is going to come. And then like, you know, sort of like halfway through at like the climax, Jesus comes down and he was like, I just got up to some other shit, but here I am. Like you guys said,
Is that what it yep. actually says in the book?
That's exactly word for word his quote? Dialogue.
Do you have any fond memories of Mormon Christmas, or most of them just kind of cringe?
I think that, well, I would say probably all my Mormon memories are cringe across the board.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't a lot of like, oh, that was some dope Mormon shit you did. Like nobody would ever hear one of my
stories. No one's ever
stories.
Said that before.
Yeah. Nobody was like, yeah, it was cool when you like dressed like a pioneer and was on that pioneer float in July. Like that was a cool thing for you to do, which is some shit that I did as a kid that is like, oh, that's corny. So did I have good? I mean, I definitely had good and bad Christmas memories, but they were all the standard, you know, either presents, we got them, that sounds fun, or like, oh, no money for that many presents, that sucks, or, you know, light trauma and other shit. Yeah. But like, nothing too like Mormon-y out of the ordinary, aside from like, we go on. All month we're going hardcore church. Jesus came back. Jesus was born. Let's celebrate how awesome it is that Jesus was a baby one time and all of that.
I don't like the nativity scene because
it's boring.
I think it celebrates being broke. Mm. What you mean you couldn't find a hotel to stay at, broke ass nigga? Like, bro, like y'all didn't look up this shit ahead of time. Like, I don't know. I just can't get behind it.
That was his whole thing. That was not only that. That was Jesus' whole thing was being broke.
But that's like, Joseph. That's not thing. Even Jesus' fault though. He was a fetus. This is Joseph's problem.
Right. He could have worked harder.
He could have worked way harder, bro.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Like obviously, if we're even gonna go there, yeah, Mary's gonna get pregnant from someone else because he's broke.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. I can't even
if Joseph had
blame her.
Money, she wouldn't. That whole thing wouldn't even have happened. So maybe the whole reason why we have Christianity is
Joseph
was just a broke dude.
Literally, all my childhood trauma is because of this broke dude.
Yeah.
That couldn't, you know, impress his girlfriend. Like, that shit's not fair, bro. Like,
yeah, that sucks.
What do you mean? Like, because imagine nowadays if you told your wife, partner, girlfriend, whatever, hey, you're going to give birth in a barn.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
She'd be like, no.
Exactly. She's leaving.
Right. Yeah, and also, wasn't he, weren't they, like, escaping something, too? Wasn't there something going on where they were, like, going to kill all the babies?
From my Bible knowledge, I believe King Herod was murdering all the firstborn babies.
Because he heard that somebody was about to show up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's what was going on. What is,
It wouldn't be a good story if he was born in like a hotel, though. You know, like if Jesus was born in like a Hilton.
Yeah,
that would be weird.
The writers had to do their thing. You know, they were like, right. "What if a donkey was there?" Like,
you can't have all the animals there if he's inside. You gotta have. They're not gonna let those animals inside. It's not gonna be a good nativity scene. It's just gonna be like the continental breakfast and Jesus being a baby right there.
Yeah, yeah. Joseph seems like a continental breakfast hotel guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No room service. I don't see it happening. What's the best Christmas gift you've ever received and the worst Christmas gift you've ever received, but you can't say socks?
Well, the best Christmas gift that I think I ever got was a PS2.
Oh, like classic.
Classic. I mean, that generation of gaming, it was like before gaming got like so complicated and intense. And then like,
well,
there
was no internet gaming, really.
Yeah. There's no internet gaming. It's before it became like a community. I think everything went wrong when gamers got to be friends with each other. Yes. Like those weird nerds needed to be away from each other. They all got together and got racist and stuff.
Yeah.
And nobody was getting racist when they were playing Sly Cooper, you know?
Exactly.
So it was a PS2 for sure. Cause I was like, oh, this is a new generation of gaming.
It was a big deal when PlayStation 2 came out.
Yeah.
I was hyped.
That was good. That was probably, that's the one that comes to mind the most. The worst gift, I don't know. I've gotten quite a few that are like bad, but forgettable, where it's like, not only did I get it, but I'm like, I'm not even going to remember what this is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even... It's like there's so many, I feel like, forgettable Christmases I had as far as like gifts were concerned. Because I was like, yeah, okay, you know. And I don't want to, speaking of being broke, I'm like, my mom was doing her best those times. So yeah. I'm like, not going to really hate like that. But I'm like, yeah, I don't really remember.
You never got a bad gift from like an ex or anything?
I got like, I remember there was stuff that, I mean, this is also going to sound sad, but like I hope my grandma doesn't listen to this episode. But my grandma would like knit some stuff where it would be like, and it's not socks, but it's literally like, what is this? Like you knitted this, but I don't know even like what it is. It's like kind of a glove, but it doesn't have any finger holes. So it's just like a hand warming thing that she, like, you want me to wear these? I'm supposed to wear this like one of those like cat girl. Like, what is this?
Oh my God. Yeah.
She was just amateur knitting and was like, yeah, okay, you can have that as a gift.
She tested it out on you. That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. I hope she listens to this. You ungrateful.
No, she was great. I'm so glad that she took the time, but also, like, I don't know. Also, the amount of like gift cards I got from like, you know, like step families and stuff, just being like, here's a, you know, $5 gift card to Starbucks. It's like, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
Yeah, come on now.
For Christmas? Right. You could have just done nothing or just hand me $5. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you have any like favorite Christmas traditions growing up? Like mistletoe, elf on a shelf?
The thing about the Christmas traditions is like, we certainly had them, but looking back, I don't feel like I look back that fondly on any of it. It just kind of felt like another thing that we were doing. Like, obviously, as a kid, they're like, countdown to Christmas. You're getting more and more excited or whatever.
Yeah, because you just want to open gifts. All the other shit is just like, okay.
Right. But then it's like, on that tradition stuff, it's like, well, I don't really get... There was some dumb ones. I remember... Okay, this is dumb. I remember my family, one of my white families.
You had multiple.
Yeah, it was my mom's side and my dad's side.
So they're the
slightly more kind of rednecky side, but not really redneck, but just a different kind of white.
Mm-hmm.
And we would all get together and they would play this game, and they probably still do it too. I don't talk to them, but we would play this game called this like cereal game where everybody would get a cereal box, and then maybe there would be like, they would all be wrapped up and we'd unwrap the cereal boxes. We'd all be sitting around in like a big circle and then everybody would like choose a box to unwrap. And then we would end up like swapping cereal boxes and whatever. It's like a big family game.
Wow.
That seemed to have no, cause it was all just like boxes of cereal. So I'm like, this is not even cool.
I can only imagine how boring it was to play that game, because halfway through your story, I got so bored.
It was a boring game and it's not a good story even.
I was ready for you to wrap that one up. That was terrible.
No, yeah. It was that's a one like specific family tradition that's like, yeah, but that's the thing about a lot of Mormonism and just whiteness in general, is just like, this is just boring. This is just bland. There is nothing to this. Like, we're like celebrating. celebrating, but like this sucks. That's why I don't like Thanksgiving, bro. It's such a boring fucking like that. Holiday.
Wait.
I'm gonna do Thanksgiving like that. Here's why. I had a white family, okay? You probably eating black food.
Nah, stop blaming them white folks. You grew up with YouTube. You could have figured something out.
I grew up with you.
You could have figured out how to make a turkey, right? That's
you
on
know
you.
What? And that's on me. The technology was available.
You weren't a self-starter. You just want to blame all the white people in your life. That's the problem.
And I do. And they're at fault. I'll blame them for
everything. Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday. I like drinking and I like watching football. That's what I think about.
Okay. So, I mean, that's good. Thanksgiving's also less pressure, too.
I think that's why I like it. Not a lot of pressure. There's just a pressure with Christmas that comes with Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
There is.
Sorry to explain.
You got to get it right. Yeah. Even if you don't really care, you got to kind of do it.
But I don't know, man. White people snap with Elf on the Shelf. I think that's just cool.
I think the Elf on the Shelf is a representation of the surveillance state, and I don't like it.
All right. I don't know.
I don't like it. The authoritarian white fascists are like, this elf is going to watch you. You better be good. Also, fuck Santa for that reason.
Some children need to be watched,
judge
bro.
Me?
Sure. I grew up with some very bad kids, man. They needed more than an elf watching them.
I don't know, man. It just sounds like you're Christianity talking.
Yeah?
It's like, yeah, it's good to be watched and judged. I like it.
Sometimes
I like it.
It keeps you out of trouble, you know?
Elf on the Shelf is a snitch. He's a fucking snitch, and you don't like it.
Some of the greatest people ever were snitches, man. So don't do
like
that.
Who? Like who?
I'm not going to say it.
There you go. Oh, see? So you're...
I'm not gonna snitch, but them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like Benedict.
Sounds like something a snitch would
Benedict
say.
Benedict Arnold.
Like, I'm not a snitch, but great people were snitches. So.
Benedict Arnold.
Okay.
Great guy.
All right. I don't really know if I no.
So great of
a snitching to the British, right? I can't go.
I thought it was the other way around.
No. He was right? I think he was like on the British side.
I used to show up drunk in high school, so that's not my fault. That's not my fault. I was destined to be a comedian. I think Elf on the Shelf is cool. I just, all the memes on the internet are hilarious. So like they'll put like not Elf on the Shelf, but there's this one. It was just like some funny clip artist. They put a black dude on a gun on the trigger.
Man, come on.
I was just like, y'all are wild, bro. But it's a great time. Christmas is amazing. Some Christmas traditions that we have looked up all around the world. And so for all of y'all that are going, I haven't read any of these.
Half of these are just going to be blackface if it's around the world.
I know. I just for everybody here, we are not making fun of these countries. We're not making fun of their traditions. We are just two people reacting.
We'll see.
Just two people reacting to things that we've never seen before. Okay.
Okay.
That's all we're doing. But I think Jewish people got the best Christmas tradition. not doing it. I think that's the best one. They just eat Chinese food and mind their business. Mm-hmm. I love it. So this one is in Guatemala. It's called Burning the Devil.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah. Burning the Devil is a tradition held every December 7th. 6 o'clock in the evening sharp, families build bonfires outside their homes and burn effigy of Satan. It is a tradition that many Guatemalans take part as a way to cleanse their home from devils that lurk in their home, creeping behind the furniture or hiding under the bed.
Here's what I like about this one.
Okay.
It feels like something that you could do like any time of the year.
Yeah.
Like when you really need it, you're like, you know, I'm feeling down. I'm feeling fucked up. Let's go burn the devil real quick.
Let's go burn the devil real quick.
That's probably really cathartic.
I hope my grandma never sees this because this is some shit she would make us do.
She's like, yeah, you know what? We should be burning the devil.
Exactly. All right. This one's Japanese and it's called KFC. Rather than gathering around the table for a turkey dinner, families head out to their local KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. The tradition began in 1974 after a wild, successful marketing campaign called, I don't speak Japanese. I can't say that, but it means Kentucky for Christmas. The fast food chain has maintained its Yuletide popularity, causing some people to order their boxes months in advance. or stand in 2 hour long lines to get their finger licking good food. That I did not know that.
I didn't know that. First of all, I didn't know there were KFCs in Japan.
They got KFC and McDonald's everywhere.
That's true, but I just never thought of it. First of all, I would say, yeah, okay, of course McDonald's is in Japan. I didn't know KFC was really, like, killing it like that, like, internationally.
And since the 70s, bro.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
And they love it so much. That's weird. It's weird that you can love, like, fried chicken so much as a country and as a culture and then, like, also hate black people.
Yeah, it's like that's crazy. Because,
yeah.
Y'all know, look, if black people did some shit where it's like, we all gonna order fried chicken for Christmas, like, come on, the jokes right. that would come from that. But this is funny. It was just a really good marketing campaign in 1974. Like, that's wild. And it's just lasted. It's just what that's just what they do.
Well, a lot of our traditions and what, like, we're about culturally, I wish I could think of an example, but I feel like a lot of shit is just marketing. The result of a great marketing campaign.
Marketing is everything, bro.
Were they just
imagine standing in line for 2 hours on Christmas to get some chicken.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up a YouTube video of that. I just got to see that shit.
That would be hilarious to see. That's awesome.
Please pull that up. I got to see the line.
Just waiting around like all night, like a Black Friday thing.
Yeah.
For like a bucket of chicken.
And it's just like, and KFC is just doing this. It feels a little sinister.
No, it's all sinister. That's like thousands and thousands of like chickens being slaughtered for like Christmas. It doesn't even make sense.
That should be the next chicken run.
They're getting
they
away
find
from
out they're
KFC
going to
in
Japan. Yeah, that should be the next.
Oh,
chicken
man,
run.
And there's so much better like food that they could eat in Japan that they make themselves. There's just so much better available.
Popeye's got to drop a marketing campaign in another country now.
Right,
fight back. They got to do it. That's, like, if you just find out, like, everybody eats Popeyes for Christmas in Mexico, like, that shit would be hilarious. Okay, they're pulling up.
It's also weird as an American thing, too.
That's the weirdest thing about it to me. Like, they have fried chicken. Oh, these right. lines are crazy.
Don't they have katsu chicken, too? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
This is wild. There's so many people at this KFC. Yeah, y'all, if you're listening to this, YouTube, Google this shit. KFC is Christmas in Japan. That's wild. Now, this next one is Austrian, which is like, I love Austria. That's what The Sound of Music comes from. One of my favorite movies. Very good movie. You should check it out.
Is that where the lady is like dancing in the field, spinning around?
Yeah, man. Julie Andrews. Okay. Put some respect on her name.
I haven't seen it.
What is wrong with you?
I haven't seen it. Yeah. What am I supposed to call her?
You need to do better. Austria.
I'm not an ally.
No, you're not. In Austria, they have a legend, a devil-like creature called Krampus. I'm sure you've heard of Krampus.
Mm-hmm.
He joins their St. Nicholas festivities on December 6th. Children are asked for a list of their good and bad deeds. Good children are rewarded with sweets, apples, and nuts. And bad children worry what Krampus might bring on Christmas morning. Why are so many traditions just like, let's scare children?
Just punishment. Just straight up.
Oh my God, that's like what Krampus looks like?
Krampus looks bad. Krampus tips a little bit into like, oh, this is one of the blackface ones.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Oh, if I was a child, I would be so upset. Yeah, that was like a lot of like religion and tradition things are just like scaring children. Like I remember when I was a kid, we went on this like church youth conference thing and this dude wrote this book called like, I think it was called 23 Minutes in Hell or something like that. But basically this dude had like a nightmare and basically he said that like God took him to hell for a day so he could see what it was like so he could wake up and tell everybody.
And what was hell like?
So he just like started describing how like dark and eerie and slimy it was and how hot it was and like all these like evil creatures and he started naming like celebrities that he saw burning and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew there would be somebody that they'd be like, and then the gay people are over here the hell.
That's essentially what they were trying to do. And I just remember the whole arena of children are just like quiet. Like we were all just like scared. Like you just said all these things about like, and I remember things like that. But like that's
that
same type
of shit. You know what's
fucked
up about that though? Is that, you remember that book, Heaven Is For Real, that little white boy wrote?
Yes.
Wrote, quote unquote,
he
after he died.
He painted Jesus.
Right. But yeah. that was supposed to be near-death experience, and then he ostensibly it translates his experience to whatever. This dude just had a dream and was like, yeah, that was real.
And everybody believed it.
And everyone's like, oh, that's what hell is like. We should scare these kids. But you just had a nightmare, bro. Yeah. Why are you making that our problem?
Yeah, he
get some fucking sleep aids, dude. You can't just make that every child's problem.
Yeah.
Just traumatize some kid because you have mental health issues.
I was very traumatized.
That's awful.
Looking back at one of the worst days of my childhood. It was very...
It's like, oh, yeah, if Krampus kills you in your dream, you die in real life. Like, what the fuck?
Because I think I had, just started smoking weed for, the first time, too. So I was like, oh, God, I'm going to hell. I'm going.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Okay, this next one is Italy. So this is my people. I'm Italian.
You're Italian? I thought you were Irish. What are you? Are you everything?
You can be Italian and Irish, bro.
Yeah, you can, but I don't like it.
Sorry, I like The Departed and The Godfather. Sue me, bro. But yeah, this is Italian. This is the Feast of the Seven Fishes. I've actually heard of this one. Never participated. But the Feast of Seven Fishes is an Italian-American celebration of Christmas Eve with dishes of fish and other seafood. It's not a feast in the sense of holiday, but rather a grand meal. Isn't that just a feast? Christmas Eve is a vigil or fasting day. And the abundance of seafood reflects the observance of abstinence from meat. Okay, I thought I was going to say something else. From meat. Well, wow, Paul, that's crazy. Until the feast of Christmas Day itself. The meal includes seven or more fishes that are considered traditional. Seven fishes as a fixed concept or name is unknown to Italy. In some Italian-American families, there is no count of the number of fish dishes. Okay. The custom of celebrating with a simple fish reflects customs in what were historically impoverished regions of southern Italy. Yeah, a lot of this stuff comes from we was poor and didn't have shit, so this is what we're gonna eat because it's all.
Well, here's the thing. For me, when I hear this, I'm like, oh, huge surprise. The Italians' tradition is just eating a bunch of food.
Hey, don't you talk about my people like that.
That's what y'all do for everything.
Okay.
That's the whole tradition.
And?
Of every single,
and
oh yeah, let's have a feast. Yeah, okay, your feet. Italians are living good. I'm not hating. I'm just saying, oh yeah, this one's this kind of feast. It's like, yeah, Austria had Krampus. They created a whole fictional character, and then Australians like, what if, or Australians, Italians like, what if we just eat seven fish?
All right, you got one more time to talk about my people, bro.
Hey, they're living right. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Speaking of Italian figures, you know Mario? You know that is Super Mario?
Yeah. So, Mario, the singer or the Super?
No, the Super Mario.
Super, okay,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, in the game, he says, it's-a me, Mario. You know that thing? That's not him being Italian going, it's-a me, Mario. No, it's Japanese. He says, it's-a-me. It's a Japanese word, Mario.
Oh.
So he's saying Super
so
Mario.
So he's just saying his own name because he's a Pokemon? That's weird.
Exactly.
He's not introducing himself.
No, he's
just
not
saying Super Mario.
Yeah, but everybody's just he's Italian, so he's like, it's me, Mario.
That's his DJ Khaled coming in. He's literally,
it's just
Super Mario.
It's his drop.
In.
Yeah, it's just his drop. But everybody thought it's oh, he's Italian, so he's saying it's a me, Mario. No.
What about when Luigi is just it's Luigi? Because you know how Luigi
but
comes in.
But he always
sometimes?
Say Luigi. He says Luigi time, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like.
Here you go again, not being educated on my people, bro. Yo, I'm done.
I don't know Italian-American history.
Where
do
y'all find these guests? Jesus Christ.
Hey, I didn't finish college, I don't know
things.
You
didn't finish college. So this next one is Colombian. It's called Day of the Little Candles. Little Candles Day is a widely observed religious holiday in Colombia. It is celebrated on December 7th on the eve of the Immaculate Conception, because we believe in that. It's a public holiday in Colombia. This day is the unofficial start of the Christmas season in the country. On this night, people place candles and paper lanterns on windowsills, balconies, porches, sidewalks, streets, parks, and squares in honor of the Virgin Mary, because virginity is something that should be celebrated, Skylar.
I always do.
On December 8th, it is not allowed to work. Yeah, on December 8th, it is not allowed to work, and it is customary for houses to hoist a white flag with the image of the Virgin Mary all day. They also hold numerous events from fireworks shows to competitions.
So they just celebrating virginity.
Yeah.
They like a Comic-Con or something.
Yeah. Isn't that wild how they're celebrating virginity on this one day, but any other day you'll get roasted for being a virgin?
Right. Yeah, exactly. But that whole thing, they're like, hey, today is cool, though. Welcome to Columbia. That's if you're a virgin, today's like, your day.
That's like the theme of like every dude comedy in the 2000s. Like 2001, like 2008, it was like, this dude's a virgin. Like, that's
yo,
it.
What if someone's a virgin? That'd be crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, and I was in that time, like, yeah, I'm definitely a virgin and I'm supposed to stay a virgin. Like, it doesn't seem, exactly. That was also the thing growing up Mormon, is that they were like talking about like, virgins. And I'm like, that does not seem that, isn't that what we're supposed to
do? No, for real. Like, so I remember being a kid, like I was in church all the time. So when 40-year-old virgin came out, I was just like, yeah, so he doesn't have a wife.
Yeah. Oh, so he's going to heaven. So he's going to heaven. He'll be.
I was like,
he's going to be embraced by our Lord and Savior. Like, that's like, not a comedy premise.
What is Judd Apatow making fun of here? There's no comedy here at all. That man should be a virgin. He's not married.
Yeah. If he, by the end of the movie, he's like going to hell. That's like not good.
Exactly. I was just like, I'm boycotting this movie. There's so many things, like as a kid, I was like, I'm boycotting this. It's like, you don't have any money. You're 12.
I would be doing that, but like, I wouldn't even think that I was calling it boycotting, but I just like know it was bad because the whole culture was doing it.
Right.
So I'd be a kid being like, looking at people smoking cigarettes and I'd be like, I'm never going to smoke cigarettes. That's gross. I'm like 7 years old just judging whoever.
Exactly.
Like, and I'm like, nobody is offering me a cigarette. They're like, if someone offers you a cigarette, who is offering me a cigarette?
Exactly.
Like, not happening at all.
Haven't had a tough day in your life. You don't know if you need a cigarette or not.
Yeah, what do I need? What did I get home from my like fucking mining job and like need to take some time? No.
But
man.
It's always funny thinking about like, because like there's like music and movies and stuff like, I remember when Tyler, the Creator, like first came out, he was like one of those people churches were like, he ate a bug in a video and had an upside down cross. Stay away from that. And now I give him my money every time he comes to the arena in LA. I'm at every show.
Just, there was a lot of like, quote unquote, like demonic stuff that we had.
Everything
to
was
avoid
demonic back
was
in the day.
Like, yeah. They're just like, you better, you know, don't listen to that. Like, rap music and stay in Boy Scouts and that's all you're allowed to do.
Right. I had a pastor tell my mom Barney the dinosaur was demonic. He called him that jolly purple demon to steal your, that's gonna steal your children.
That was Krampus to him.
Right.
That was his
Barney
Krampus.
Was Krampus.
I was told that it was a little arbitrary. It was weird, but I remember being told that Pokemon was demonic.
Yeah, I remember that.
Pokemon were demons.
Yeah.
And then also like Power Rangers for some reason.
What?
The Power Rangers, here's why. Because like the Power Rangers seemed so Christian, right? Like you could tell, looking at them, you're like, those are virgins.
Yeah.
Like, they would be fighting stuff like virgin style.
Exactly.
And yet they were demonic. I don't know. I wasn't allowed to watch it though.
No. Very, very virgin-esque of just like, why are you taking karate classes in the middle of the day? There's weed to be smoked. There's all kinds of shit you could be getting into as a teenager.
Like they gotta fight those green screen
like
monsters.
The Power Rangers, like when they're not the Power Rangers, they just seem like a youth group.
Oh, that's exactly
that
they
always
were.
Just wear the same color all the time.
Yeah, they're you just hanging out, singing about Christ with an acoustic guitar before they go fight a villain.
I used to talk about this on stage, but it's just like obviously, like none of the Power Rangers had a black mom, right?
Because I don't think so.
How does like no one ask any questions ever. Like, there's these superheroes that all wear the same colors. Y'all always wear the same colors, and you're always missing school. And you come home smelling bad. And it's just like, you open the kid's closet, and he has nothing but blue. He's not a Crip. Like, what are we?
Right, like, he's not in a gang.
Yeah, you're not in a gang, but you wear the same color every day. Like, some questions need to be asked here.
Right. I don't know. Maybe that was, like, their family's thing.
If they were a youth group, then that's probably why they got away with it.
Yeah, it's true. I never watched it. I see clips of it now, and I'm like, people were watching this?
You didn't watch it growing up?
No,
so you've never seen the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie?
I haven't seen the movie. I've only seen Power Rangers clips, for real.
Bro. Oh, my God.
Does it hold up? There's no way.
It holds up if you liked it as a child. Like, I wouldn't, in no way would I ever be like, bro, you gotta go watch the Mighty Morphin.
Yo, this Power Rangers.
You gotta go watch what Zordon tells them. You don't. In fact, please don't go.
There's a dude named Zordon.
Yeah. Zordon.
That's dumb as fuck.
Yeah. Zordon is like this, this like dude in a tube. It's just his he's just this huge head, and he talks to them from a tube.
Now, are the Power Rangers
explaining
the
this? That, I sound very stupid right now.
Are they the ones that all, when they get like really powered up, like they mash their bodies together and become like a bigger?
Yes, Skylar, you're shitting on my childhood right now. But yes,
I'm not shitting on it. I was asking a question. Yeah, if it sounds like it's shitting on it, maybe that that draws some questions about the quality of the content. Yes. But
they combine their vehicles. And become a Megazord.
Mm.
And then they fight.
Okay. I can see why they told me that something called Megazord was demonic.
Yeah. So it has
these kids, a different race that's getting together.
Has a ring.
That was the other thing about Mormon.
Different race.
So subtly white supremacist that they're like, yeah, that multiculturalism, it's a little demonic.
All right, so this last tradition is called Celebrate Christmas on January 7th in Ethiopia. So basically, these niggas is just late. I don't really understand.
Ethiopia?
To any
what are
Ethiopians
you...
listening, I know. Okay. Ethiopian Christmas is celebrated on the 7th of January.
Yo, shout out to Monk.
He's probably going to listen to this. Yeah, shout out to
listen.
Monk.
Hey, man, tell me all about your Ethiopian Christmas, man. Anyway,
I'm going to call him on January 7th and see if he's celebrating. Ethiopian Christmas is celebrated on the 7th of January on the Gregorian calendar. Is that the one we use?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why it's Gregorian, but...
Okay. Who's Greg?
I don't know.
In the run-up to Christmas, practitioners are expected to partake in a 43-day fast known as... It's called the Fast of the Prophets. During this period,
wow.
Believers must abstain from all non-vegan products and psychoactive substances, including alcohol, I'm out, and can only consume one meal per day. During the festivities, a traditional thin white cotton garment tapered with brightly colored stripes on either end called a Nutella is worn. On Christmas.
A Nutella?
Yeah. N-E-T-E-L-A. I mean, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
Because I'm like, when you said Nutella, I was like, damn, KFC and Nutella out.
Shut up. On Christmas Eve or the Gahad of Christmas, Ethiopians attend overnight mass, usually starting around 6 p.m. and finishing at 3 a.m. Man, I used to have to do shit like that, staying at church all night. That's not fair to children.
Did you ever fast for anything?
Oh, yeah. Every January, the start of the year, my church would do this thing called the Daniel Fast, which was like...
Who is Daniel?
Daniel from the Bible.
What did he do?
Daniel
wasn't the whale nigga, right?
That was Jonah, bro.
That was Jonah. That was Daniel
and Jonah, two different
Daniel
things.
Was the lions. That's a different animal.
Daniel wasn't the lions. Good, Skylar. Look at you.
I read the Bible too, bro.
Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, but Daniel was captured by the Babylonians. So like he wasn't of the people in that country. And so he's working in the kingdom. And basically the way the Bible says it, Daniel was stronger and like healthier than the people working in the kingdom. And he told the king, because he was like on this like strict diet. And so Christians do this thing called the Daniel Fast once a year for 21. Because they basically Daniel told everybody to eat like him for like 21 days or some shit like that. And then, so that's what Christians do. So, yeah, every January growing up, we couldn't eat meat. Eat dairy, fast food, sugar, all that type of shit. We can only eat fruits and vegetables for the first 21 days of the year.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
For 21 days?
Yeah.
All day.
I always used to feel bad for my dad because my dad's birthday is the first week of January.
Oh, man.
So he never got to eat what he wanted on his birthday. I would always
And was he
so,
committed to it?
He like, was committed to it. He was probably was like sneaking shit. Like when we were
I would
all
be sneaking
around.
So much shit.
I remember one time he really wanted to do this big like go-kart birthday. It was so dope. Like I was a kid and like watching all these adults come hang out with my dad and drive go-karts and race them for his birthday. It was hilarious. And like they brought him this cake out. Like my mom brings him his cake. They're like, he blew the candles out, and then they wrapped the cake up and took it back because he couldn't eat it. I felt so
you
bad.
You didn't need to do that.
I was like, this is a grown man. Let this nigga eat his cake, bro.
At that point, just pull up a picture of a cake on the computer or something. Be like, see, there you go. Like, you don't need to do all that. Mm-hmm. Come on.
So after fasting on this popular pastime on Christmas Day, they play a traditional sport called Yefaris Gux. The game is played on horseback, and it involves combatants throwing ceremonial spears at each other in an attempt to knock their opponents off their steeds. So imagine not eating all month and then a nigga hit you with a spear. Nah, we fighting, bro. It's
I'd be
Christmas.
So mad. I'd
don't
be
care.
Mad. First of all, when you said they were going to play a sport after not eating, I'm like, there's no way they have the energy for that. But it makes sense. They got like the horses. But I would still be like, what are we? Why? I'm not in the mood for this.
Right.
To get on this horse. I guess that's all you have to do if you're not eating. And the other thing that sucks about this whole fast is Ethiopian food is good.
It's so good.
You know, we ate it together. We were there with Monk. That is so good.
I love me some
and
Ethiopian.
To not have to eat that for like the whole, however long it is, 21 days? Is right. No, that was your thing.
I'm trying to think. Do Mormons fast too?
We did like this thing called Fast Sundays, which is like the first Sunday of every month when we were, it's intricately connected to like the tithing system in Mormonism.
Okay.
But on Sundays, they wanted you to fast like, or every one Sunday a month, they wanted you to fast like, I think all morning and like into the evening. And then you would usually like direct your fasting energy at something, like you're fasting for this reason and somehow not eating helps like the prayer juice be stronger or something.
Of course.
Or makes if sense. Something like was going on, sometimes they would have like a special fast. Like it was like fasting was like a special power up kind of.
Yeah. That's how they look at it. Yeah.
To fast to get like some extra power to God. I don't know.
Yeah. I remember growing up, they would say like, make sure during your fast, you pray more, because if you don't pray while you're fasting, it doesn't count. You're just starving yourself. And I was like, well, yeah. I don't believe in this shit. So can I just eat?
Can I just have food? My question is, if you like jerk off during your fast,
okay.
Does that mean you go to extra hell? Like
you definitely do.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's how it works. My favorite tradition, I think we went through, I don't think any of these top Elf on the Shelf. I'm sorry. But, the KFC in Japan, I think, is pretty interesting.
KFC, because that's the one that I would do. I wouldn't fuck with Krampus. I would be mad as fuck trying to do some sport after not eating.
For
but
43
like,
days.
Yeah, get some KFC. KFC is it the best chicken? No, but it's decent chicken.
It might be. I wonder if it's better in Japan. Because you know, like some fast food places, like they're just better in other countries.
Oh, I bet you anything it's better in Japan. Yeah. I really bet it is.
Usually how it works.
I feel like it's got a strong, because you're not going to connect that to, imagine doing that here if you were going to try to connect KFC to Christmas.
Yeah, if you told everybody to come over and like, hey, I'm going to have KFC. I wonder if any like Japanese people moved to America. Then they like wonder why we're not all at KFC.
Right. Oh, well, because it's an American thing, right? If I was in Japan and that got marketed to me as like, go to KFC for Christmas,
right?
I would assume that's what Americans
were
doing.
Yeah, you probably get here and then you see how empty KFC is on Christmas. You're like, what the fuck
is
wrong with these
people? You're like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
This is fucked. This is a weird country, man.
Exactly. Y'all don't eat KFC out here? Weirdos. Nah, I might have to go to Japan on Christmas just to do it. See what it's like. Do you have any, like, to end this thing, do you have any funny, like, Christmas stories you like from growing up or?
No, nothing jumps out as entertaining because, again, Mormon life was not really, it wasn't like an interesting time.
Yeah, it doesn't sound enjoyable.
No.
Okay, well, that's good. What are you doing for this Christmas?
This Christmas? Well, I don't know yet. I'm also not a planner. I'll do something. I'll probably get really high. Like, that's what I do nowadays for Christmas is right. I will just usually get as high as I possibly can and just chill if I'm not with family. But
that's awesome.
That's probably what I'll do. Mushrooms are great for Christmas.
Bro.
You if you want to feel in the Christmas spirit, you take some mushrooms.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My favorite Christmas I've ever had was in 2020 when you couldn't go, like they were telling people don't go home, you're gonna kill your family, all that type of shit. So I told my mom, I was like, hey, I don't want nobody to die. Well, that's not true. I don't want anybody to die and it be my fault, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm gonna stay in LA. My roommate left. So it was just me in the house by myself. And I ordered a bunch of Chinese food because there's a Chinese food spot that was across the street. They rude as fuck. The food is great. They're the only place open. They had that little tree in the restaurant. Their whole family was like there hanging out for Christmas, and they were like making the orders. Went over there, got the food, ate like, I think I ate like an eighth of shrooms.
Oh, beautiful.
And then I just,
beautiful.
I ate just pounds of Chinese food, just chow mein to the head, bro. It was great.
Yeah.
And I just watched Seinfeld all day.
Yeah, that's a great Christmas. The thing that's nice about holidays, or what we should be more oriented towards with holidays, is not having to do any of this like bullshit that you're expected to do, or yeah, all of these like traditions
that's
or whatever.
Because
all that stuff is like from the past. Like, create your own tradition that mm-hmm. you really like to do.
Yeah.
Do with your friends. Do something really fun, and be like, this is my Christmas tradition. I like it. This is what I'm about. Then you can enjoy the holiday, and it's not like all about this, like, you know, consumerist stuff yeah. or Christian stuff. Like, one of the, you can do whatever you want and have a better time, even if it's just, you know, chilling or doing something crazy.
Yeah. I love how you just did this whole positive diatribe to basically say, do drugs with your friends.
Yeah.
And very sweet.
What
of you.
Better time is there? Nobody's got work.
We all got work.
Know?
Yeah. We all got all work off. Yeah. No, I get it, man. Is there anything you like to plug, Skylar?
What's happening? I don't know. Follow me on Twitter and on Instagram. Like, I don't have any.
You've been getting some followers on Twitter lately.
Oh, boy, have I been. Yeah. And they love me.
Hopefully they'll come and look, check this out.
Yeah, check it out. You know, and if you hate it, then I don't really care. My handle is Skylar, at Skylar Higley on Instagram, SKYLER_HIGLEY. And I think, no, the underscores on Twitter, the without underscores on Instagram, you can find
me. You need a publicist.
Man.
You're bad at this.
Listen, I did it backwards, but okay. Skylar Higley on Twitter and Instagram, look me up.
Well, y'all go follow Skylar. If you unfollow him, it won't make me sad at all. Do what you gotta do. Just give it a chance.
You fucked up, man. Just support me, man. Just support my goals, man.
All right. I take it you don't like Christmas.
No, I really don't. Like,
it's, would you say you hate it or you don't like it?
I would say I don't like it because of, like, it's built up on so much.
Yeah.
There's all this weird, like, white 50s aesthetic that is weird. It's like, oh, white Christmas and jingle bells and, mm-hmm. you know, that weird rapey song.
Yeah.
I ain't like that. Yeah. And then, yeah, it's also just, you know, consumerism is weird. The expectation is weird.
You
it's
just
like
broke.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really
and it's like
it
a, it's like a weird expectation of like, all right, how solid is your family? Like, you know what I mean? It's like a check in on like, how good is your family life?
Yeah. It's really just like, how much money you got and is your family still cool?
Yeah.
No, I feel it.
So it's not great.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I hate it. And that's why this podcast is called I Hate Christmas. Over the last 4 weeks, I've eaten fruitcake that tasted terrible. I've heard some of the worst music imaginable. Train has a Christmas song, y'all. I've talked about many a movie that would not be a classic movie if it wasn't set during Christmas, because I just used Christmas as a gimmick for a weak storyline. And I've talked about some of the craziest Christmas traditions ever. And I'll have to say, I still hate Christmas. I think it's stupid. And, hey, that's just how I feel. And look, but what I will say is, take this time to spend with your family and friends and be with the people that you love the most, because this is the one time of year where you don't have to go to work and be a tool for capitalism. So enjoy that shit. Y'all have a good time. Thank you guys again for listening. See y'all later. Goodbye. I Hate Christmas is produced by me, Niles Abston, and Earwolf, with producers Matt Apodaca and Anita Flores, engineering by Alex Gonzalez.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacques Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.